Thanks for watching this video. Today we will demonstrate reflection in the .NET framework for Windows Store app, and how to get all the classes that inherit from a base class or implement an interface. In the .NET for Windows Store app, the TypeInfo class contains some of the functionality of the .NET framework for Type class. A type object represents a reference to a type definition, whereas a TypeInfo object represents the type definition itself. This enables you to manipulate the type object without necessarily requiring the runtime to load the assembly they reference, whereas getting the associateTypeInfo object forces the assembly to load. TypeInfo contains many of the members available on type, and many of the reflection properties in the .NET for Windows Store app returns collections of TypeInfo object. To get a TypeInfo object from a type object, use the getTypeInfo method. Now, let's open the sample in Visual Studio 2012. We will define two interfaces, iStudy and iWork, and a base class Person. After that, we will define a student class which inherits the Person class and implements the iStudy interface. Employee class which inherits Person class and implements the iWork interface, and the Engineer and Sailor class which inherit Employee. Then, let's see how to get all the classes that inherit from a base class or implement an interface. When we navigate to the main, we can get the current assembly and list all the classes and interfaces in two combo boxes. If you select a class in the combo box, it will get the selected class and then search all classes which inherits it. If you select an interface, it will then search all the classes which implements it. Next, let's run the app to see how it works. Press the debug button to launch the app. When the app is loaded, you can see two combo boxes which contains all the defined classes and interface in this app. When you select a class, you will see all the classes that inherit it. When you select an interface, you will see all the classes which implements it. That's all for this demo. Thanks for watching.